Parsha Toldo, one of the jobs that any Parshan has in Parsha Toldo is you have to explain what it is Yaakov was, Yitzchak was trying to do when he was giving a bracha to Esav. Right, he specifically wanted to bless Esav, not Yaakov. Why is it that he wanted to bless Esav, not Yaakov? Why is it that Yitzchak was fooled into thinking Esav was better than he was, and Rivka saw the truth, and Rivka had to do all these maneuverings? So whatever Perush you're going to look at, and no matter which one, this is an answer that they're all going to deal with and grapple with. So the Sforno is no different. So let's look at how the Sforno deals with it. So the first thing you have to see, before you even get to the brachot, was already at the pasuk which tells us that Yitzchak loved Esav. So the Sukkim tell us, Vayigdula Narim, Vayi Esav, Ish Yodei Atzayid, Ish Sadeh, Yaakov, Ish Tam Yosheva Olim, Vayahav Yitzchak Ed Esav, Ki Tzayid Befiv, Verivko Hevet Ed Yaakov. Yitzchak liked Esav, and it gives a reason. Ki Tzayid Befiv, because he was a hunter. Verivko Hevet Ed Yaakov. It doesn't say, Ki Yosheva Olim, Ki Lamad Torah, Ki anything. Yerivka loved Yaakov, and Yaakov and Yitzchak loved Esav ki tzayid befiv. So the Sforno isn't the only one, you know, notices this as well. So when he says, Vayahav Yitzchak et Esav, gam et Esav. She'ava pish yada belisafik shelo yash shalem ki Yaakov. It's not that Yitzchak was so confused and thought Yaakov was bad and Esav was good, but rather he liked Esav too. He saw certain redeemable qualities in Esav, and even though he's not as shalem as Yaakov, he saw something there that he could work with, which is why, and that's going to come into play in a second, I said when we have the discussion as to why he wants to give a bracha to Esav and not Yaakov, or a specific bracha for Esav, not Yaakov, that idea is going to come into play. But Rivka, on the other hand, didn't see that potential that Yitzchak saw in Esav. Verivko heveted Yaakov, livado, exclusively. Now, I don't want to get into whether or not she loved her son, but in other words, she saw Yaakov as the only one having this appropriate potential. Mipnei sheikira barisho shel Esav, because she knew how much of a Rasha Esav was. Maybe you could even say more. She knew what a Rasha was. Who was her brother? Lavan. So in other words, don't have such high hopes for Esav being so good. Trust me, I grew up with a Rasha. I know what these Rushas are capable of. So I'm not fooled like you, Yitzchak. So Yitzchak also liked Esav. Yitzchak liked Yaakov, therefore. So the Sforno adds this word, gam et Esav. We have Yitzchak et Esav, gam. There was something specific about it that he could work with. With that in mind, now we can come back to our original question. What was it that he was trying to do when he blessed Esav? Is it like the Ramban suggests? Is it like the Ramban suggests that he was trying to pass on Avram's bracha to Yitzchak? Yitzchak was now going to pass on to Esav and not Yaakov? That's what the Ramban suggests. The Sforno says, no, that's not what's going on. He did not intend to give Avram's bracha to Esav. So what was he trying to do? So look at the Sforno. Hevig vir li'achecha. Ki chashav shi'etov li'akov. Yaakov needs to live in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael needs to be his. So that he wants to pass on to him. That's the Birkat Avram. But if you're going to be in charge of Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a lot. You have to arrange a government. You have to be in charge. You have to have a military. You have to take care of a lot of things. A lot of day-to-day aspects that are going to keep you so busy. And Yitzchak thought about it and said, that's not really matim for Yaakov. Kamoshe karal lezaro, and indeed this happened. Kamro mitaev ani agon Yaakov, when it comes to Amos. And in addition, he said, and once, that's too much. So now, who should be the best landlord, the best government, the best person in charge of Yaakov living in Eretz Yisrael in safety and security so he can learn Torah and spread the message to future generations? Why not Esav? Esav's a Yodei Tzayid, Tzayid Befiv. So we know that Esav is very capable. So I want to make a relationship where Esav will be the one, Yishtachavu lecha le'umim, have a gvir le'achecha. You'll be in charge, you'll run the show, and you'll make sure that Yaakov can sit here learning to Eretz Yisrael, learning safely. Uvnesh Eretz Yisrael, haita ruya Yaakov bilvad, lechein bezot habracha shechashav levarich et Esav, lo eskir birkat Avram v'lo Eretz Yisrael, as eventually in Perichav Chet, which is what he gives Yaakov when he knows it's Yaakov. In other words, right now when it's Yaakov and he thinks it's Esav, he gives him one bracha. He wasn't planning on giving him Birkat Avram. He was planning on having this arrangement. Esav seems all capable of this practical stuff. He's not going to be the one to sit and spread Torah. But maybe he can sit here and make sure Eretz Yisrael is safe and protected. So Yaakov can sit in and live and learn Torah. So he wanted some kind of partnership arrangement between Yaakov and Esav. You could refer to it as what we call the Yisachar Zvulin, yeah, as you were about to say, Yisachar Zvulin relationship. Because what is the Yisachar Zvulin relationship? Yisachar is going to sit and learn Torah, and Zvulin will make sure that Yisachar is financially supported. Okay, there's obviously a whole range in Chazal exactly what that relationship was. Did Yisachar also have a business? Just Zvulin took care of it for him? Did Yisachar not have a business? Zvulin just supported him? Whatever that relationship was. So here is again another practical relationship. Esav will be the one to make sure Eretz Yisrael is secure, to make sure there's a system of government and army protection, and Yaakov will be able to sit and learn Torah. And that's the bracha he was planning on having Esav give to Esav, and Yaakov he was planning on giving Eretz Yisrael to. And Rivka knew that Esav wasn't capable of this partnership. He wouldn't hold up his end of the bargain. He would expect Yaakov to do something. And we know, I didn't actually include it here on the sheet, but Sforno actually says that why is Esav called Edom? Because he gets so involved in his work that he can't even bother to look at the dish. He's so tired, he can't even bother to look at the dish to see more than what color it was. So as he said, that could happen to Yaakov. That's why I want Esav to be in charge. But Rivka sees through this and says, no, Yaakov levado, hikira barisha shel Esav, it's not going to work. Yitzchak, you think too highly of Esav, you think Esav, gamed Esav, even though I know he can't be shalim like Yaakov, I can make this partnership work. And Rivka said, no, this partnership can't work. The only way it can work is Yaakov, and therefore she went ahead and tricked him. So here we have the Sforno is telling us, the pshat of the psukim is not that, like the Ramban says, that he was planning on giving Esav Birkat Avram, and Rivka needed to intercede on behalf of Yaakov, and she needed to enter this, Yaakov pretend to be Esav, so you get Birkat Avram. No, she was dressing up Yaakov so that we could put an end to this hope that Yitzchak had for this relationship, because she saw through it that it wouldn't work. Then never could Yaakov have any deal with Esav. Esav was never going to be shalim like Yaakov. But beyond that, even though Yitzchak thought he could have some kind of deal, Rivka saw through it, again, possibly because she knew her brother Lavan, Hikira Berisho Shel Esav, she saw that wouldn't work. Shkach.